HarperCollins presents Dunkirk by Joshua Levine, read by Jonathan Keeble. Preface. One afternoon, sitting in the National Archives in Kew, I opened a file containing a report by Commander Michael Elwood. Commander Elwood was in charge of communications during the Dunkirk evacuation, and he wrote in passing of a Marconi transmitter receiver that was used for a very short time before it broke down due to sand in the generator. This seemed surprising. How had sand got inside this precious piece of equipment? The Marconi TV-5 was a sizable box, and the memory of Laurel and Hardy delivering a piano in the music box flashed through my mind. Had two particularly clumsy ratings dropped it on the beach? Had Captain William Tennant, the senior naval officer Dunkirk, yelled at them in frustration when they told him what they had just done to his only piece of transmitting equipment? Or did they stay quiet and hope that somebody else got the blame? A short while later, in May 2016, I was standing at the shore end of the Dunkirk Mole, very close to where Captain Tennant had placed his headquarters. Looking around, I could see parts of the Dunkirk beach cluttered with soldiers, or men who looked like soldiers. There were warships out to sea, and a white hospital ship, clearly marked with red crosses, was berthed at the end of the mole. Black smoke billowed in the distance, and the sea frontage had been camouflaged to remove any traces of the late 20th century. Dunkirk was looking remarkably as it had in late May 1940. Something else was striking, though. The wind had picked up, and sand was whipping everywhere. It was clogging hair and stinging eyes.